Welcome to the latest episode of Gaming Disassembled. I'm your host, Ninavoa, as always. And this week, J-Dot is not with us, but wish her a happy birthday. It was her birthday.
Woo!
Not really today, but yesterday, I guess. But whatever. Doesn't matter. Wish her a happy birthday. And hopefully a lucky someone won that cat gelatinous cube thing that she was raffling off on Twitter. But with us this week, for this very Valentine's Day themed episode, is a wonderful person, all around awesome girl. Also my girlfriend, which
stop.
Is kind of awesome. Yes. Miss Anissa Joy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am excited.
I feel like I really shouldn't even ask you that because we live together, so I already know how you are.
True.
But.
And you just, like, made my day with chicken nuggets. Which is great because I love chicken nuggets. Yeah. So yes, this is your first one.
This is my first podcast. I normally edit it. Well, normally in the last 2 weeks.
Yes, she has been the editor over the last several weeks. So very much thanks to her for making that sound awesome.
What?
I know, taking all my and me sounding like a complete
words.
Me complete sound like a dumbass.
You never
be
awesome.
Sound
like a dumbass, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Aww,
that's so sweet.
See, that's love.
So first things first. We've got a little bit, since it's Valentine's Day, we're going to be all lovey-dovey.
Aww.
Smoochy.
He's gagging right now. You can see that. Or maybe I am.
J-Dot is somewhere.
J-Dot is going like, oh, God.
She's sick to her stomach. Okay, so most people know about Valentine's, right? Most people in high school.
Yeah.
I guess even grade school up. People gave out Valentine's.
Yeah, anyone who's ever been into, like, Walmart knows about Valentine's Day, basically.
True, and Walgreens.
And Walgreens, yeah.
So, now, you posed a question earlier. You were going to buy me, as everyone knows, I'm a giant nerd, pretty much of every kind, color, and species. I'm a nerd. And I also, at my work, have a shelf where I have my Captain America lunchbox and my Mighty Mugs and maybe a small Captain America set of Legos and my Batman lanyard.
Yes, your lanyard, yes. That I just want to give a shout out to a place if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. StylinOnline.com is quite possibly the best website for anything like gamer related, anything comic books, anything. I was able to get you a Batman lanyard and a Batman, I think they call it a koozie.
Yeah,
the
a little
can
koozie.
Holder
yeah.
Koozie. For like $20, and that includes shipping. And I ordered it Wednesday and it got here Friday. Okay? And they have everything. They have, like, Captain America backpacks, Iron Man, like, masks, and not the kind you get in the toy store. I mean, it's awesome. So, StylinOnline.com. Just want to give a shout out.
Very nice. Thanks. So, I don't know if they sell Valentine's there. But Valentine's are... Can you get away with buying a box of Valentine's? Let's say I wanted to go and buy a Gears of War-themed Valentine's Day pack. Could I actually now, in my, like, modern-day work life, go up to my work and then give my Gears of War Valentine's out and be it looked at as fun and not the weird creepy dude who gives out Valentine's? Because I don't want to do that, but like I would love it would fit perfectly with my personality to like walk up one day and everyone like knows, you know, and I talk to everybody anyway. I mean, I make cool friends. So it's like, okay, if I could just give out my let's say my Final Fantasy Moogle Valentine's. If they have those, and they need those if they don't have those. So, you know, or my Borderlands, like, I would love to do that, you know?
Right.
Or my Marvel, whatever.
And as a girl,
is it creepy?
I would love to give out my Twilight Valentine's.
Boom.
Okay, and I know, like, I am aware that, like, 90% of your podcast audience just went, oh, God, it's a Twilight, okay? And don't think that I'm fazed by that, because I am so used to those remarks.
You know...
Let me just say this. The books are not good. The movies could be better, to say the least. But it's the whole idea of, like, eternal love. And I'm a girl. And anyway, okay, I'm getting off subject. So moving on. I digress.
I want his abs. But, no. So if I walked up to you, all right?
Yeah.
You know me, right?
Right?
So if you worked with me, like, oh, it's Matt. So then I walk up and I've got awesome Mass Effect. I love you, Valentine's. Now,
right.
You've seen me play Mass Effect on a regular
basis.
You've heard me talk about it.
Yes.
So I show up, and I've got some awesome, you know, like, we got Tally Valentine's and all this other stuff, right? And they all say the cute sayings and everything, and it's got, like, I heart you, you're my Valentine, all this stuff, right? And it's for fun. If
right.
I walked up to you, and you weren't, like, we're not best friends, let's say, right? So I walk up to you, would you think, aw, And, you know, I give them, they're like, hey, here's Valentine's, whatever, you know, thinking of you. Or would you think I am, like, you need to file a restraining order on me, and I'm, like, smelling your seat when you get up?
Wow.
Like that?
You just took it to a whole other level.
Chris Rock just dropped the mic.
Do I think that you're going to smell my seat? That's a whole other level of obsession, baby.
I said, do you? Do you think that? I wouldn't.
I mean, because I'm not a really thing that pops in my mind. I hope you're not a seat smeller.
Well, I'm not. I don't know how we got on it. So I feel defensive all of a sudden.
I might be a seat smeller, but I mean, I don't know. I think if you work in a place where that's already open enough, then you are obviously, people know who you are, and it wouldn't be weird.
So, okay, I have a thing. Maybe this is what I'll do. So, in lieu of going around giving them, because then I feel like I'm on borderline, right? So what if, like I do with snacks at my desk, how about I just get a box of Valentine's, various assortment. It can be any geeky property I want. I could get, like, all kinds of, I could get, like, Tiny Tina Valentine's mixed with a bunch of other stuff. And then have a box there and say, you're my Valentine, happy Valentine's Day on the box. And then have it on my desk so that people who want Valentine's can, like, go up and get one. Why? What's wrong with that?
Like, I mean, I like the idea because it's like come one, come all. If you like it, take one. It's
yeah, cool. If this offends you because you're a dumbass, don't come over to my desk and take up my air and my space.
Take up my air. Valentines are supposed to be personalized. You know?
Yeah, but
like I'm supposed to feel special. I don't feel special if it's like a Valentine's Day buffet. You know, like here, just take whatever you want. No,
I feel very special at buffets. And
except for Golden Corral, I just feel dirty.
Yeah, but it's like the best. It's the best kind of dirty.
Anyway, I digress. But
it's like freaky dirty. Like it's the best kind of dirty.
It's disgusting.
It's great.
It's just like there's so much. Like the only way I know how to describe Golden Corral is like there's a bunch of slurp everywhere. It's just,
slurp.
Like I just feel like there's saliva everywhere, and there's
what Golden Corral are you going to?
The one I went to in Hermitage.
What saliva? I didn't see any saliva.
All I'm saying is there was ice
saw some people
machine.
That had some saliva hanging from their mouth.
Thank you. Yes, and I don't think that you should be able to get
bunch of human
grilled
bulldogs.
Steak and ice cream within like 2 millimeters of each other. That's gross. Like there's got to be some kind of cross contamination. Like whatever. I digress. But it's got to be divided up into the two sexes. Okay. If you're giving it to girls, girls don't give a shit as long as there's chocolate. Okay. So you hand a girl a little dinky Valentine, whatever with chocolate has her name on it, she's gonna be like, oh, that's so sweet. Maybe a little weird, but who cares? It's got chocolate. Love it. Thank you. Okay. Especially the single girls who don't have Valentines, because this is honestly my first Valentine's where I actually had someone who, like, wasn't a dipshit. And
hey.
This is like, woo, holla. So, anyway, single girls love Valentine's Day from any guy. And if you're giving it to a guy, I would only give it to the guys who are going to understand that, like, this is you, this is what you're into, and maybe share your same interests, or at least know who you are. I wouldn't walk up to your CEO and be like, here's a Mass Effect Valentine. Love ya. Like, it all depends on who they know you as, I guess. So,
I would almost do that.
But then again, if I walk around hanging out Twilight cards, everybody knows that, and stop the eye rolls, because I can see them from here. But,
I'm so conscious about that.
I am really, because I've dealt with it all the
time. We have it, we all have that, okay? I have, like, 30 of them. Like, I have 30 guilty pleasures. That happens to be yours.
That happens to me by one.
That happens to be your one. I got like 40 of those suckers, okay? I have Barry Manilow on my iTunes. I'm pretty sure I have this NSYNC album, Celebrity.
I wouldn't admit that.
I was an awesome, that was an underrated album, by the way.
It actually wasn't.
It was a good album.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
Not related. So I guess like what I'm saying about the Valentine's Day thing is.
It was a good album.
Know where you are. Know what kind of company you work for.
Track 3
especially. It's your friends, huh?
Track 3 especially.
If it's your friends, who gives a shit, give out whatever Valentine's Day you want. That's awesome. Valentine's is supposed to make people happy. It's supposed to be about love, right? Know who you are, know where you are, and know who people think you are, basically. So if they know you, I mean, you walk to work in your, like, Legos everywhere, Batman all, like, sprawled out everything. It's not going to be a shock to people that they get a Mass Effect from you.
It's really not.
That's going to be cute and awesome. So that's my thing. Know who you are and know where you are.
Because I'm cute and awesome.
So what are your final thoughts on that, baby?
I think I'm going to do the buffet style.
Oh, jeez.
To not piss off anybody, and I'm going to get some, like, crazy awesome Halo and Gears of War ones. And then I'm going to, like, litter them with, like, Power Girl. Not Power Girl. Powerpuff Girls.
So it looks like we have a challenge here. It looks like we have a challenge. And you can talk about this next week because J-Dot will be back. Hopefully. And so I'm going to try it my way, which is give my select Valentines out to people who I think would like them. And then you try your buffet thing.
And we'll see which one works.
See which one works better.
I think mine's going
to
win.
I think yours is going to, because I already know mine's going to work out, because I'm going to give it to people who I think are going to like them. But it could blow up in my face, because they could be like, what is this?
And they're like, did you give this to anybody else? No. Okay. That brings up an interesting point. Okay. So, when you're talking about perceptions.
Right.
People having an idea of something that maybe isn't all the way true. There was a recent article on Kotaku that kind of talked about, I don't know if anyone here is familiar, I'm sure you are, Twitch TV. If you go to Twitch TV, of course, you can view a lot of different people's channels. And gaming on Twitch TV has become a really big thing. Basically just watching people game, mostly on games like League of Legends, World of Warcraft, that kind of thing. Lately, there's been, now granted, lately, and when I say lately, I probably mean in the last year, women in gaming has been a huge thing. Me and Jada have talked about it a ton, because it just seems to come up every damn week. And this was an interesting opportunity, because you're fairly new to gaming.
Right.
So I would say maybe in the last, 5 months? You've probably really gotten more experience with it.
Well, let me just say that when I was growing up, video games were not really respected in the house. They were just kind of seen as, I guess, just something that not necessarily a waste of time, but just something that we didn't do.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be out in the world. We were out supposed to be making a difference. So when I met you, we shared some interest, and we shared a lot of the same interest, but it wasn't necessarily gaming related. And it took you, I think, we've been together for almost a year, so it took you, like, a few months to be like, it's really okay if you want to have a controller in your hand.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't used to it.
Also, okay, and this is interesting, and we'll get back to this article here in a second, but this is interesting. So, what were your opinions when you first met me, and it really came out that I gamed?
Right.
What was your first instinct? Was it the, how did you see, when I said, oh, you know, yeah, I play video games or whatever. What first came to your mind?
I saw you, honestly, it was, oh, that's normal.
Okay.
Because it is normal. It is normal. I have some friends who play video games. I had, in my community college I went to, you'd see guys all the time who were gamers, you know. Yeah. And I was friends with a lot of them. So I was like, that's not something I grew up doing, but that's not an automatic strikeout for me. That's a normal, everybody plays video games. I mean, your boss is sitting back there and playing solitaire. Okay, so, I mean, you know, whatever that you did, I mean, whatever you do and whoever you are, don't lie to me. About 10% of the population does not play video games, and about 80% of the population won't admit that they do. So,
which is crazy to me, because so it's okay. So that's interesting. So, how have you? Because in just in that 5 months, you've gone from watching occasionally, playing, like one or two or whatever, to I look over now and I see you with your iPod Touch, and that's all you're doing.
And here's the thing about it, because video gaming for me is now very addictive. I don't know if anybody on Facebook, because Facebook games have, like, taken over the generation, plays Bubble Witch. But Bubble Witch has kind of consumed my life. If anybody doesn't know what Bubble Witch is, and I know everybody is so sophisticated out there, and I'm, like, talking about the stupid Facebook game called Bubble Witch. But anyway, basically Bubble Witch is, you try to pop the bubbles by matching three bubbles of the same kind. Now, you think that's simple, except there's things called doom bubbles, and if you hit them, you die. You only get a certain amount of bubbles before you have to pop all the bubbles, and then you have to get a star because you pop so many bubbles. Anyway, there's like 200 levels on this thing, okay? And I'm like obsessed. I'm a very competitive person naturally. So when you put a video game in my hand and say, okay, you have to reach this level, it's like a new goal for me. And I really find it entertaining.
You're a high score person too, aren't you?
I'm a high score person. Yeah. I want to beat my own score. I want to beat your score.
See, I only do that with certain people. So I am not a high score person, but there are like three people One of which is Brian. Okay, yeah. So D20 Monkey, who's been on the show before, or at least he was on my previous show, and has a great webcomic at d20monkey.com. We have played in the past. My other friend named Brian, who we tend to play fighting games, and then my friend Chris. Those are the only three people who I remotely give a shit if their score is higher than mine.
Right.
Normally I don't. Because normally it just doesn't really, it's like, I'm interested, I have, you know, I sometimes get a little, my attention gets, yeah. I'm very, you know.
Oh, look, a shiny object.
Yeah, I get like that. Because yeah. Flaky is the wrong word. But I just get like that when it comes to those kinds of things. So I'll hunt for it for a minute and then I'll stop. The deal is, with them, I have been known to, in Batman Arkham City, this was huge. You can go into the trials. And you can do the combat, and when you do combos and all that stuff, everything ranks to your score. And then they post. And so then it was back and forth for weeks, because I would see my score, and then someone else would beat it, and it was just like, it might have just been because of the type of game. Plus, it could have just been because it was Batman. I don't know. I mean, maybe that was it.
You'd want to beat their score.
Yeah, you know,
I gotta say, because guys are naturally competitive with other guys.
Yeah.
You know, you get that way in football, you get that way around, like, fantasy football.
Okay? Fantasy football is...
It's, like, the most brutal thing sometimes.
I love it, though.
It's pretty awesome, I gotta say. But guys are naturally competitive with guys.
Yeah.
And I think girls are naturally competitive, period. So I think I think I just drew that similarity, and I've had, like, an epiphany.
Have you? I almost saw a light bulb go off.
I was like, woo! So that's interesting.
Yeah. So with this article, if you go on to Twitch TV, you're going to undoubtely find a lot of people.
Oh, we're back to the article.
Game. Yeah, we're back to the article. See, okay. Came right back around.
Is there an article? Or are they just like screwing around and they're just talking?
So if you go on there, you'll find a bunch of female gamers as well. And there's been more and more of them. Over the last few months, there's been like a spring of them. There's a good article on Kotaku kind of going on and on about giving a little bit of detail. You can see a lot of their feeds and stuff. But, I mean, there's been a divide. If a guy does it, it's looked at as it's whatever, you know. It can be looked down upon by other people. It's got really, that's lame. You're like on TV or whatever. However, if a girl does it, she's called sometimes a really foul name. And then she's kind of, they look at them as attention.
And they post negative, hurtful comments. And there's a quote in this article that says the comments weren't enough to unnerve her. Actually, she's kind of used to it. And that's a direct quote from the article. Okay. But women are used to it. We are.
Yeah.
We're used to it. We're used to it kind of being, and I know that JDOT was talking about this last week, a couple weeks ago, which was, it's sexism. And it is to a certain extent. But my thing is, these women, I should say, are charging, they're like taking donations for being on camera and playing these games. Okay, well, I'm sorry, ladies, but you're not stupid, okay? And I just want to say this, and I may get some women out there who are going to hate me, and I may get some guys who are like, oh, this is inappropriate, whatever. Okay, I'm never going to be on the show again, so it doesn't matter. and if you try to come after me, my big bad Mexican boyfriend will kick your ass. So, I'm just saying. Women, ladies, you know you have tits. Okay? You know you have tits. And you know, more than anything, that men want those tits. Okay? And I think they know what they're doing. When you're taking donations, it's not just, hey, watch me play this game and this is awesome. They're taking donations. And damn if they aren't trying to be sexy while they're doing it to get more donations. It's the whole thing of sex sells. And that's what they're doing. They're selling this sexy gamer image.
Even though they're not doing anything explicitly sexual.
No.
Because they're really not. They're playing a video game.
They're playing a video game.
But they just happen to look really pretty while they play these video games.
But are you putting on makeup?
Yes, some of them do.
Or do you wear sexy clothes?
Some of them are.
Okay, now if it's just a girl who wakes up and goes, oh, this is a really cool game like Peggle. I think it's really fun to watch people play Peggle. Because it's really fun. And I'll sit there and I'll watch you play, Call of Duty.
Yeah, and The Walking Dead.
And The Walking Dead. I find that, which we'll get to later. Yeah. But I find that really fun because it's like, get him, do it, you know, whatever. But, wow, that was really... passionate.
I was feeling the passion from this side of the room.
Do it! Anyway.
That's what she said.
So, it's Valentine's Day episode, people. Anyway, if you're just sitting there, like, and, you know, looking reasonably presentable. Not in your sweats with, like, no makeup, but, like, just looking presentable, like, if you were to walk outside, it'd be okay. Playing a game, and you're, I mean, that's cool. But, come on, ladies, if you were getting in, like, some tight-ass skinny jeans and tight-ass crop top, and your boobs are coming out, if you bend over, they're gonna pop out, and you're putting on globs of makeup to sit down and play a video game, really? Do you dress up to sit down and play a video game, or do you dress up to be on camera?
True.
Like, and that, they use this term, cam whore.
Yeah.
I think, I don't like the word whore, I think it's derogatory, I think when women call other women that, it's setting us back, so I don't like that word, but I do think that you are needing to draw attention to yourself. If you are dressing up in a tight-ass outfit and dressing up to be seen and not to play the game. You're dressing up, I guess the best way to put it is, you're dressing up to be seen and not to be seen playing the game.
It's not about the game.
It's not about the game.
Even
it's
though some
about
of these,
you.
Even though some of these people are talented, and no one's saying they're not, and no one's saying they're not good at the game.
Right.
But it's a, and, I mean, the same can be said for guys, I guess. But it's just, like, most dudes, like, roll up in their pajamas and, like, turn
Thank
on their
you.
TV.
And that's, like, if I came out here and I saw a video camera on you and you've got, you know, your suit and your pimped out pimp hat.
And
I'd be like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm playing a game. I'm like, no, you're not.
Like, what I'm being seen by other people.
And, like, I grew up in a very large extended family. And in this extended family were a lot of brothers. And they ranged from 2 years younger than me to up to, like, 10 years older than me. And they always told me, dress the way you want people to look at you. So basically what that meant was, if I went out in a skanky tank top, and I would have my brothers go, I'm sorry, I can't even hear you because as a guy I'm looking at your tits. You know, like, they'd be like, if I'm a guy, and they were, yeah.
Kind of honest.
But yeah, it is honest. So, like, even if you are saying, oh, it's just innocent, I'm just in this cute little top, and I'm just playing this game, and I just want to look good. Okay, well, that's great, but people aren't looking at your game. They're looking at your gamers. you get it? You get it? Okay, anyway. So that's just saying, don't dress to be seen, dress to be seen playing the game.
Okay. So I'm always curious. That's why I actually do enjoy always being able to bounce this kind of thing off of Jada. It's kind of nice to be able to bounce. I enjoy hearing a woman's perspective on these type of things.
Well, as a guy, like from a guy's perspective.
Yeah.
When you see a girl playing a video game that's clearly, and I'm not talking about nice makeup or whatever, like I said, clearly has dressed for success, in quotations, what do you think when you go on those things and you see that? What is your reaction?
I start out by watching the gameplay. I would probably start out. I mean, of course, you glance at them, right? But at the beginning, my inner conscience probably goes, hey, pay attention to what she's doing. Okay, cool. It's the same. Here's a perfect example. Yara De Laurentiis, or whatever the hell her name is, okay, on the Food Network.
Okay.
For a minute there.
Giada.
There we go. Her, or as I call her, the mouth. Because
the mouth,
her mouth is the size of Wisconsin. Okay, so when I first started watching her, my friend Brian really loves her. And I watched her program one day. Now I think it's different. But before, her husband was the cameraman. Okay? So, I watched her, and I swear, I watched her make this trout dish. I saw the fish a total of 3 minutes out of the entire broadcast. Because all her husband kept focusing on was her boobs. That's all he looked at. I watched her chest for like 20 minutes. And I'm not kidding. Like, it would be, he'd look at the fish. Oh, there's a fish on the board. And move right back up. And he wouldn't get all of her face. He'd, like, get the kind of right here. And then you'd see. And she's, like, well-proportioned up there. So, like, and she's doing this. Right? Kind of leaning a little bit. Because she's cooking and doing shit. I'm not even saying that she was doing that on purpose. I'm just saying that she's leaning over because she's doing crap. But her husband would, like, keep the camera, like, smack here. So, I mean, there was one day I tried. I mean, I was like, no, I'm going to look at this fish. I'm not falling in this. You're not sucking me in. I'm going to look at this fucking fish. It's orange. It's awesome. I'm so into this trout dish. Your boobs are huge. Like, because it happens. It's like your brain is just wired.
Right.
I mean, I'm a guy. I'm still a dude. You know, I try and be very, like, I'm very respectful of women and all those other things.
Are
I really
very
try.
Sure.
But I have those animal instincts just like everybody else exactly. does. And it's like, if you stick it right in front of me and you just sit it there, I'm a bear. I mean, I'm gonna look exactly. at it. You know, so I mean, it's
your
just...
Your focus is drawn away.
From it. So I put it in that perspective. If you're, you know, if you're an attractive woman and you're sitting there and you gussy yourself up and you've got this top that's just... you know, cleavage from a mile away, and you're gonna sit there, and even if your screen's smaller, because a lot of times they'll do it to where their screen is like this cut out.
Right.
And the thing, now granted, they even kind of pointed out, like, you know, some of theirs tend to be a little bit bigger or whatever as far as their screen size and things like that, but it's, you know, if it's there, my attention will eventually go towards looking at you playing, and not at whatever the hell you're doing, and you can be awesome. You could be raiding this dungeon, and you're a level whatever, and your abilities are great, and all that stuff. And you're talking and stuff like that, but, I mean, eventually I'm going to pay more attention to you than I am the game. And I think that's innate, and I think that works the other way.
And
if someone's...
will your donation go up because you're paying more attention to her? Because you want her to, you want to encourage her to keep doing it?
I have a problem paying for a 99-cent app, nonetheless... throwing money
know,
at somebody
on the... I understand that, because you're paying to watch someone play.
I'm playing to watch... I could go fucking play that game now. Why am I paying to go watch this? However, if, let's say I am... Let's say I'm that person, right? Let's say I throw money. Am I more apt to throw money at an attractive woman's game channel than Joe Blow from the Mini Mart, who's playing...
Sure.
Yes, hell yeah.
And these women, that's what I'm saying. Like, these women know that. These women know that they're attractive, and the more attractive they are, the more donations they're gonna get. A part of me thinks it's a little bit, you know... camish, I guess you could say, and then a part of me is like, that's fucking genius.
Well, see, here's the thing.
What you got,
because
you know?
Just because they're doing, let's just say that, and we'll go to another topic here in a minute.
Right.
Let's just say they're doing it, right? Let's say they do. They get gussied up. They do whatever. They're looking attractive, and that is why they're in this, to get some extra money for to do whatever the hell with. That doesn't mean that they're. I don't think you should be able to use that word towards them because of that.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything actually inherently bad. Just don't lie to me and tell me that it's, like, all for the game or you don't expect to get anything from it. Like, don't lie to me.
Right.
And talk to me like I'm two. Because at the end of the day, you're... Yes, you are. And you're full of shit if you say you're not kind of in it to... You're not getting prettier so that you can make more money.
And I would say the same thing to, like,
not calling
a
you,
guy.
I'm calling you any kind of word. I'm
a guy
saying.
Who has, like, a six-pack and or an eight-pack is taking off his shirt and sitting in front of a game playing it. Okay, dude. Like, really? No. You'd be just as comfortable if you put a t-shirt on.
Right?
Okay?
But.
And guys would, I would call the guy the same thing. But if you're dressed in just, like, a nice dress shirt doing that, yeah, okay. You know when it's over the line. You know when you're dressing for...
Attention. You know when you're dressing for attention.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're a whore. It just means you're...
No, and I don't like that word.
I know you don't.
So.
But it doesn't mean that. You know what I mean?
It doesn't mean that.
I don't think they're synonymous. I just think that, don't lie to me and tell me, well, I'm not really doing that. That's unfair to judge me. It's like, no, you're kind of doing that.
No, you are. And you know what? If you're... You know when you are and you know when
But more power to you if you want to fucking do it.
I just won't be paying for you. So speaking of women, I guess in some cases getting the shaft or getting unfair treatment or getting an unfair label, I guess you could say, Kia has come out with this line of Justice League cars.
Yeah, themed concepts.
Themed concept cars, yes, thank you, baby. And, you know, I was looking at this and I used to work at an art college, and so I would have these students come up and tell me all this really cool shit because you had, like, people who were into graphic design and everything, and they would find this stuff. Anyway, so this guy came up to me and he's like, oh my god, I found the Superman Kia, which is completely fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome. And they've got, what is it, five?
Oh, yes.
Six?
They have five. They have every member of the Justice League. So they have, Superman's the newest one. They have Green Lantern, Aquaman, which is badass looking, Batman, Flash, I said Flash.
Yes.
And Cyborg. And...
Who is missing? Wonder Woman.
who
Wonder Woman is missing.
Yes, and this I have a huge problem with this.
One, I do as well, because one, Wonder Woman is like my favorite female character. I think she's totally kick ass. I think she's absolutely amazing, and I think if I had a daughter, I would want her to look up to, if she's gonna look up to anybody in the fictional world, it would be Wonder Woman. Okay, I have a thing for Wonder Woman. So there is no Wonder Woman car.
No, there's not. Because DC and Warner Brothers and anyone just who happens to be responsible for this character's franchise, anything, doesn't know what the fuck to do with her. Here's my problem. These are the same people, okay? And this is nothing against Kia. Kia does what they're told. I mean, they got in the deal and they were like, oh, hey, who knows? Kia maybe wanted to do one and they said no. DC cannot handle Wonder Woman in anything but comic books, and even that's a crapshoot because even her comic books are up and down every freaking time. This is the same studio that said a female-led movie wouldn't work.
Thank you.
This is the same one that canceled a very promising Wonder Woman script written by Joss Whedon at one point.
Who I love, by the way. Thank you, Joss Whedon.
This is the same one who, now granted, the TV show might have had that one coming. The new pilot or whatever. Right. However, there were parts to it I liked, and I think it can work in TV, so someone's got to do it right. They don't know what to do, and I have an inherent problem with the Trinity. There's a Trinity. DC purports to be about legacy and tradition, all these things, and they push these three, and it's supposed to be equal. It's supposed to be Superman. Superman's the greatest, of course, he's the first one, whatever, right? But then it's supposed to be Batman and Wonder Woman at his side, and it's supposed to be the Trinity.
Right.
And Batman gets all the love, and inherently, really, if you looked at it, sales-wise, Batman should be the top, and Superman and Wonder Woman should be side-by-side because Batman really is the most popular. But, that being said,
but tell I have me a real that, problem. Tell me that when the Superman movie comes out this year.
It won't do as well as Dark Knight.
I really don't think that.
You think it's going to be better than Dark Knight?
I don't think it's going to be better than Dark Knight, but I do think that they're going to be on the same scale.
I do, too.
As far as sales go.
Now, I have high hopes for Man of Steel.
I do.
So, and I want to love Superman. I loved Smallville, and I know, okay, it's funny. The same people who snickered at you for Twilight are snickered at me for Smallville.
They are.
Now, you leave Smallville alone.
And you're
alone.
Right, by the way. You can't see it, but his jaw just dropped, like, to the floor.
I supported your Twilight.
And I have supported every bit of your gaming thing. By the way, as I look at the box for the Ninja Turtles boxers I got you, which are fucking awesome, by the way. Thank you, Target.
They are awesome, by the way. So is Smallville. Anyway.
Your comments are appreciated.
Smallville
what
is great.
What do you think of Smallville?
Smallville is awesome. Don't ask them.
By the way, the guy who played him was creepy.
Tom Welling was a good Clark.
Creepy.
He was a good Clark.
Creepy.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, Wonder Woman should have a fucking car. Cyborg has a car. Cyborg, really? Cyborg.
You should.
I have a real problem with this.
But here's the thing, and this may be why my only, like, I'm trying to find a reason here, and my only reason that I can possibly find is they were worried about it being sexist.
Why?
Because I'm not saying that I agree. I'm saying, but when you think of cars and car shows, you've always got that woman who's, like, half naked, like, modeling the car and laying on the car and making you think that if you buy this car, you're going to get this woman, right? Were they almost nervous to even get into that territory?
But why? Unless they're going to paint a picture of Wonder Woman
What would it look like? It would have the W symbol.
Well, right. It would have because these are the new 52s.
Right.
So, all of these are based.
Would it be red or would it be yellow?
It would be red and a really cool blue with silver, and it would be badass looking if they did it right. And all they gotta do is, like, the paint on the sides would be the armor type texture.
Okay.
It would look badass. There's gotta be, because on all of these cars, there's nothing but the symbols.
Right.
There's no artwork as far as, like, portrait art. So there's no picture of Batman on this car. It's just symbols
and colors, that kind of.
So Wonder Woman, it's got a cool symbol. It's going to be the silver or whatever. And because in the new 52, it's silver. It's not gold. And, like, it could be a really cool ass car. And I think it's bullshit. And I see this happen a lot with her. She gets just left out.
Mm-hmm.
She gets left out. It's shit.
And can I just say that as a girl growing up in a male dominated family, I feel that. You know, I definitely feel that because there were many, many, many a times, and I think like 90% of the time, I either had to be one of the guys or the guys would go off on their own. you know. And granted, it was a male-dominated family, so it's not tailored to the woman. Yeah. But when I was growing up, it was all about the guys and the guys who went to school together, and they were so close to my age. So I got the shaft. I see that happen in this realm, you know, yeah. Especially with these cars. Like, here's all the guy stuff, and the girls just kind of tossed to the side. Wonder Woman is so much more successful than Green Lantern, okay? Like, I guarantee you, if you stack up the merchandise that Wonder Woman has sold and the merchandise that Green Lantern has sold...
Oh, it's not even close.
It's not even close!
It's not, well, okay? It shouldn't be close.
It shouldn't be close. But yet, Green Lantern has a car. Why?
I couldn't answer that. Because why? It shouldn't be. Because it should, Wonder Woman should have a car,
and
too.
What? Flash has a car.
Yeah, but he's pretty popular.
Yeah, but you gotta... How many people know who Wonder Woman is? How many people know who Flash is? He has a car. Now, granted, it's a cool-ass car.
It's a badass car.
It's a badass car.
Well, here's my problem. Flash, I think Flash should have a car. Cyborg should not have a fucking car.
Cyborg. I did not know who Cyborg was until a year ago. Okay?
I'm amazed you even knew then. Because still, people who don't pay attention to Teen Titans Go or didn't read the books don't know who Cyborg is.
Think what you will about Wonder Woman, okay? But little girls everywhere. I don't know if anybody's ever seen Frasier.
I love Frasier.
I've loved Frasier. Okay, of course, what am I asking if everybody's seen Frasier? There is an episode where Roz Doyle, the producer, they're having a Halloween party to celebrate their heroes. And she comes dressed as Wonder Woman. And Frasier's like, Roz, you know, you were supposed to come dressed as a hero, or your childhood hero. And she goes, what, are you fucking kidding me? Like, she was my hero. I looked up to her. She is kick-ass. She's a strong woman. And so people look up to her. There are girls who look up and, like, I want to be that strong, intelligent woman who can kick ass. And you know what? She looks damn good doing it. Okay? I have an issue with it. I think that they should have at least attempted something. And I think it was a little bit sexist.
I think it's bullshit. I don't like it. I think it's bullshit. But, okay. Yeah. So, let's get on to another subject.
Your comments are appreciated on that.
Your comments are appreciated. I would love to actually hear what you feel about
that. Because, I mean, we're just honestly, we're only two people. So, it'd be awesome to see what you guys thought and maybe continue the discussion. And whether we're right, wrong, whatever you think, let us know.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit. And
I think it was also bullshit. I think we agree on that, baby.
So, of course, last night, and we're going to actually get to a little Walking Dead here. Last night was the premiere of the mid-season premiere of Walking Dead Season 3. And we're not going to go in a ton of detail about...
it's not really gaming related.
Here we go. We're gonna circle the wagons, right? Because I really want to talk about Walking Dead. So, this episode was really good, I thought. Let's just get your impressions on the episode first.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I want to hear what you think first.
The episode. I think the episode was awesome. I think that there is... anybody who follows The Walking Dead, if you don't follow The Walking Dead, you're not really going to understand. But basically, they invade Woodbury, and Merle and Daryl are put up against each other to basically, because Merle has to prove his loyalty to the governor. So they have like this fake fight, and then Rick comes in like the badass Rick is.
For real.
And Michonne comes in like the badass Michonne is. And they basically terrorize the whole thing, throw the tear gas, shoot people, and they get them out. Well, Merle wants to come back to the prison with everybody. And Rick is like, you're fucking not. Daryl's like, basically, you get me and him, or you don't get me. So Daryl goes off with Merle. They go back to the prison. They have the new visitors come in. Two of the new visitors.
Tyrese
is coming. I'm so excited. Two of the guys with Tyrese. And what's the girl's name?
I forget. Lady great. That's with Tyrese.
Lady. Lady that's with Tyrese, which totally does not fit our sex.
That's
market,
her name.
Though.
What? I don't know what the other two white dudes' names are either.
I know Tyrese.
Two worthless white guys that are with Tyrese. There.
Yeah, basically, let's just call them the dog. The two white guys want to take over the prison, and basically because they think they're going to get kicked out back in there. So anyway, at the end of the episode, Rick ends up losing his shit. He's seeing what we think, because we never saw her face, what we think is Lori, the ghost of Lori up there, and he just basically loses it and is like, I can't be responsible for anybody else. I can't do this anymore. So I thought that the episode was a little bit lackluster.
A little bit of a letdown?
Because, like, there was no solution. I am so sick of Merle. Like, either die or don't, you know?
But don't just be the complete...
Like, don't just be... Oh, now we don't know where he went again. Oh, there he goes again.
The Walking Dixons. I love the hashtag Walking Dixons.
The Walking Dixons. My ass.
Now, okay. So, that brings us to The Walking Dead. There's two Walking Dead games. Now, right. The one you watched me play was actually... and that you actually played a little bit yourself, too.
I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, right? Was Telltale's Walking Dead games, which are, like, universally acclaimed. They're awesome. Not... There's a couple of the characters from the show and the book, but for the most part, it's kind of its own little crew, and it's amazing. They fit right in. Like, they could take any of those characters and put them in the show, and you wouldn't even know that there was a... that they were created. You know, it's kind of like the Harley Quinn of right. games. You know, she's fit right in. So, there's another one, though, that, speaking of the Walking Dixons, stars, it's from Activision, and it's a first-person shooter-ish thing, survival game, and you play Daryl, and you're also with Merle.
Right.
This is a prequel. So it's actually before they hooked up with Rick and all that. And the premise is cool, right? It'd be kind of cool. They're interesting. Daryl's a badass. You get the crossbow, all that shit,
and
right?
And it's before Daryl, because Daryl got very much... He got... his morals grew.
Yes. So
and this was because he was right at that moral level that Merle was. So they
he
were
was closer. Yeah, he was a lot closer to Merle.
Now he's closer to Rick's moral level.
To Rick.
So it's before that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's coming out soon, and there was a new trailer released, and it looks awful. And now here's the thing.
It really does.
It doesn't look awful, as in
it looks awful.
The gameplay is promising. But good lord, this game looks like it was made 3 years ago, as far as graphics go. This game looks tired. I mean, there's games out. I mean, I'm sorry.
You know what it looks like? It looks like we needed to throw a game together really quick.
Yeah.
And let's just get the interns to draw something on a piece of paper, and then we'll take it, and there you go, because we got to come up with something.
I know these guys. Here's the thing. This is not hating on a developer or anything like that. I know a lot of hard work goes into these things. However, if there is a product that looks slapped together a bit or rushed... Maybe it's rushed.
You're competing with the first episode. First game that came out.
Well, yeah, you're...
It's got to look stellar. Better than that, okay? And here's the thing. You're putting two of the Walking Dead characters in there. So it's got to look better.
Well, it's got to look better. You're also going for a different type of game. Telltale was able to do... You know, their graphics are not photorealistic by any means. But it's a choice. It's a stylistic choice. And they do what they do well. And it's an adventure game, and it's different, and whatever. And it's on a different platform. But the story and the characters and everything, it all comes together really well. It's a very well-done product. This game is trying to compete looks-wise with the Call of Duties and all this other stuff. It's trying
They're
to be
failing.
Photorealistic. It looks bad. It looks bad. But I love the idea of having to survive in a first-person shooter. It's not new. But
right.
But in that universe, you see a horde of walkers. And, okay, you cannot go start shit because you will die. Right.
Right?
So you got...
And Merle likes to start shit.
And he likes to start shit. And this is when he had his hand.
He had his other hand.
And you got the crossbow. And you're, like, taking the crossbow. And then you're pulling your arrow. It's got some really cool, promising ideas. But it just looks like...
Looks like we had to throw something together.
It
right.
really does, and it's sad because it's a promising thing. But it's going to give licensed games a bad name.
With
again.
Walking Dead, you are up to a whole nother level. You are up to a higher standard. Because Walking Dead, I saw this article today, shattered its own ratings. Like, the ratings were through the roof last night for the mid-season premiere. Your show is unlike any other, therefore your game has to be unlike any other. It's held up to a higher standard.
And the first one was.
Especially with the two characters. You have to continue that standard that the first one did. The first one was amazing.
So we're going to go take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into some collardables and then some sounding off.
Thank you.
special Valentine's Day episode of Gaming Disassembled. And I think we're going to jump into some collectibles, aren't we, honey?
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
So, DC Toy Fair, which for all the big toy fans and action figure and statue fans out there, is like basically our Nirvana. That was over the weekend, so there was a lot of different companies have revealed their lineups for 2013 and even the beginning of 2014. And so DC Direct, or DC Collectibles as it's called now, was one of those. And they've been revealing more and more of their new 52-styled collectibles. And one of the ones that came out, of course, in the comics recently, they have been pushing the Superman and Wonder Woman relationship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to some negative response as well. This is some positive. I mean, it's kind of split down the middle,
right?
And which everyone knew that was going to happen. So one of the new statues that's come out actually is the it's based on the kiss scene from the Justice League. Mm-hmm. Jeff Johns written book. And actually kind of want to know what you think about it.
You know, and you showed this to me I think like an hour ago.
I did,
and I immediately fell in love with it. I'm not, the only thing I'm not crazy about is Wonder Woman's outfit in this, because it's not the standard.
True.
You know, and I'm very much, and I, you know, her hair is not the standard. It doesn't, it's not fit to the Wonder Woman we all know and love. It's fit for this statue. It, also with him, his costume is a little bit off. The color's a little bit off. I like my old school Superman. It's a cobalt blue. It's a deep blue and not the light, the, you know, the regular blue that we're used to seeing. It's not, so it's not true to, like, he looks kind of like a Ken doll a little bit. I do, however, love this pose. I absolutely love this pose. I think she's got her hand in his hair, which is like the general sexy thing. And women love when our, when the hand is on our waist. We think that's so romantic. And they're on a cloud. And it's, I mean, it's really fucking beautiful.
Now, the costumes are the new 52 style costumes. So when they relaunch the books, these are the new outfits that they have in the books. But over just the last, like, 7 months. So they're not the classic costumes.
Yeah, and I know that. I know that it is the new costume, but I'm not a fan.
But you don't like it.
I don't like the new costumes. And I guess that's what I could... I don't like the new costumes. Because I'm about my old school.
Yeah, he, you like, know, yeah. So you like old school Wonder Woman.
I think they're a little bit like bathing suits. And I, you know, she, I think that looks a little bit strip clubbish. And this whole, the garter around.
Now, here's the thing. That's new. Because
I don't.
Of the ones I've read. Now, I don't think that's a garter. It's probably the whole,
it's
some
not,
kind
but
of
it
knife.
Looks like a garter.
But it kind of does look like a garter. I don't actually know what that's from. Now, I actually am a fan of the new costume. Because I like, I love the way her, the red in her armor. And I love, now granted, I've always been, I love silver over gold. I just always have been, I don't prefer gold, I love silver. So she has more silver in her costume now. And I love that. That's probably, this take on the costume is probably a little less there than it is in the books. In the books, mm-hmm. there's more to the her top. There's a little more to her pants, or lack thereof. But there's a little more material there.
She's got a little bit more covering her. I think right now, and especially her boobs.
But in this rendition, there's a little less.
Yeah. I think seriously, if she were to turn her head towards us in this thing, her chin would be in her boobs. But I mean, so that's some boobage. And Wonder Woman is very voluptuous. I think she looks thinner. I think,
she,
you know.
She does look thinner there.
She looks thinner. And the whole thing with Wonder Woman is she's voluptuous.
Yeah.
She looks like a very toned lady that could be on Sports Illustrated cover.
I agree. Okay. See, and I can totally see that.
And he looks like a bodybuilder and not like the muscle Superman. I mean, they're very defined. And it also, the problem, my other problem with this new costume is it looks like her ribs are showing, and it looks like I can see her rib cage. Because right in there, right under her enormous melon-sized boob is looks like her stomach is swallowing itself. Women want to eat cheesecake. So let us know that it's okay to eat cheesecake.
To eat cheesecake.
And have my Wonder Woman be a little voluptuous.
Exactly. Now, Superman, though, I love his new costume.
I do.
Not a fan of the red shorts.
I don't like the fact that his, the belt thing isn't doing it for me.
Kind of like the belt.
It's supposed to be, you know, whatever.
But I don't like, but see, I'm actually was a fan of the, let's get rid of the shorts on the outside of our costume. Because I always thought that was.
But there was a Superman thing.
I know, but it was.
The one person that could get away with it.
There was always a part of me that's just like, why? Like,
I don't think that you were like, why? I think you were upset because you couldn't wear your underwear on it.
I mean, that's part of it. I mean, it really is underwear envy. I would really just like to walk around with my boxers on the outside of my jeans, but people will look at me weird. If the Mass Effect Valentines don't do it, it's that that's going to seal my fate with my work. So, I mean, I think that's bad. But I love his new suit. Like, I love that. I think he looks so much more regal.
You know, I gotta say, I love the color.
And a bad suit. I do. Because you love blue.
I love blue. Cobalt blue's like my favorite color.
I think it's pretty. Like, so
it's metallic blue, but, you know.
So if that were in the house, you would like it.
I would love it. But I would still think that her stomach...
That
like,
she's not your Wonder
she's
Woman.
She's not my Wonder Woman.
I can totally see that. And that's that is a valid opinion, because actually upon looking at it, yeah, she's slimmer, a little thinner. The cool thing about
garter,
Wonder Woman...
Which I know it's not a garter, like you said, but it's still a garter.
Yeah, but I don't know where that came from, because that's... I haven't seen
if
that.
If anybody knows, please put it in the comments
please
section.
Please tell us. But I do love how romantic it
fix
is.
Fix our ignorance.
And I am a big fan... Now, there was actually a storyline in the books, and Grant Morrison's run on JLA, which was really cool, because Batman and Wonder Woman were kind of a thing for a while. And I thought that was a better...
I didn't buy him.
No?
I didn't buy him.
I always thought that was a better pairing.
She... No way. I think she would, like, get totally irritated with him, because he's a little bit... He's just a little bit emo.
Well, he's crazy emo. Yeah. But, I mean...
And she wants a strong man.
But Superman is emo. Superman's more emo than Batman. If anything, it should be with Green Lantern.
This is
Green
not a discussion that we need to have on air.
True.
Honey.
Okay. Well, okay. That's okay. Well, that's you have a valid point.
We need to have that in the whatever.
Okay.
Boudoir.
So I have a question for you.
Yes, baby.
Okay. If I had a desk.
Yes.
What would that desk be?
Well, like I said, I used to work at a college. Okay. I know I didn't get fired. I don't know, but no, I actually got, I got a new job. So a student came up to me, and I was trying to figure out what to get you for Valentine's Day, and I was like, well, he's into Captain America, he's into Avengers, and all this stuff, and you're very specific in the type of artwork that you like by Captain America, and he's like, have you seen this desk? And I don't really know why this student thought I was going to spend $4,000 on your Valentine's Day present, but it gave us a really cool topic.
Because I paid him
to
talk to you about it.
Did you?
Maybe.
Oh. Could have just given that money to me to go to this $4,000 desk.
I could have, and that would have been a smarter idea later.
Well, this is why we run things by our girlfriend. Tom Spina, and this is that. If you want to see a picture of this, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you either go to www.tomspina.com. That's Tom, S-P-I-N-A, designs.com. Or just Google Captain America desk, and it's like the first one that pops up. This thing is fucking amazing. And it's a custom-made desk. It's $3,000 to $4,000. He actually auctioned it off, I think, for, like, charity.
Yeah.
And he made this in the beginning, or this was posted in the beginning of 2012.
Yeah.
So before the Avengers movie even came out, he made this desk. And what it is it's made completely, looks like marble.
Yeah, it looks
right?
like marble.
Marble stone. And the front of it is Captain America's shield, which is huge.
It's huge.
It's like twice the size of the desk chair.
It's the shit.
To the left.
Yeah,
the left. It's just, I know I right and left. To the left is Thor's hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Completely custom Thor's hammer. On the top of the desk is, you want to?
Nick Fury's pistol.
Pistol, right, okay. And then... on the side, there's the iron, on the right side, there's the Iron Man mask.
Yeah.
Like the complete Iron Man mask. And it's got a, you want to go on that, baby?
Well, it's got Hawkeye's arrows.
Yes.
And that top, here's the thing, that top, there's a pistol on the top, and it very much looks like a Nick Fury pistol. It could also be a Black Widow pistol. I haven't quite put that together, but I think
it's
Nick
Fury. Except for Black Widow doesn't really need a pistol.
I mean, she doesn't really.
Because she's
badass. Because she is a badass.
She's
and
an
then
assassin.
There's a like little cabinet that's actually, it's got gamma radiation, so it's like a little nod to Hulk. And if you open it up, it's got little four little areas in there. It's not for using, like,
I mean,
having
it pretty much is
storage space. It's not very practical.
Here's the thing. This thing is $3,000 custom made, okay?
It's badass.
I'm putting it in the fucking office.
Oh, okay? Damn right. No, I'm using it. I'm just saying you'd have to actually have, like, a shelf and, like, another desk and drawers to actually, like, be able to put stuff in.
Okay, so they actually, I'm reading this, they used a faux stone.
Okay.
Material that was employed to give the desk a realistic stone-like look without increasing the weight of it. So marble, as you know, is heavy as shit.
Yeah, it's really heavy.
Okay, so it's faux. So thank you for using faux.
Oh, holy crap. And I just realized that each contains a hidden concealed compartment with drawers and cubbies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
And a glass slab with internal lights for the prop's hidden chambers.
He's also responsible for the carbonite, the Han Solo and carbonite desk. That was custom. He also made Kirk's command chair a couple years ago. This dude makes really cool stuff. I mean, it's expensive as hell, but, I mean, you know, if you're going to get something custom done, I mean, if you have that kind of disposable income, do it. Screw it. I mean, why not?
Yeah, and it's, again, that's Tom's, www.tomspinadesigns.com, or just Google Captain America desk, and it's, like, the first thing that pops up, and you will be amazed!
It's pretty cool, actually. It's pretty pimp. But I think that'll do it for us. Okay, real quick, and you bring up this window here, and I have a question.
Okay.
I want you to take a look at this image first.
Talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you. I want you to take a look at this image first. This is a new 52 for those who are listening and can't see. I'm showing her a version of the new 52 Power Girl, and because it was recently announced that Power Girl will be going back to her original duds, which everyone affectionately calls the boob window. So this is her new one, right? It's completely covered. Symbol is supposed to be a P, I guess. I really haven't figured that out. And it's cool, right? It's whatever. And then here's her classic look. And that's always been her classic look. So the return of the boob window. Which one do you prefer?
Gotta say I prefer the newer one.
You like the new one?
I do. I'm not a fan of the boob window. I'm not. Because, again, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? And her ass is hanging out to God's creation. Okay. If she bends over, that thing is going straight up her butt to give her the biggest wedgie she's ever had. Okay. I like the newer one. I think it's more superhero. I like the gold. I love the red. I think it fits her more. I think it shows her curves more. And I'm not looking at her ass. I'm looking at her. I think it's great.
Yeah.
But you don't feel that way.
I don't. Here's the thing. I am a fan of people being covered. I was a big proponent of, at one point in time, Wonder Woman's new costume, instead of the briefs, had the blue, the same color blue, but pants. And I was huge proponent of that because I thought, oh, that's awesome. There's no reason she shouldn't have pants. It's okay for a character to be completely clothed. So that's not to say I am against the idea of that. I actually don't mind the white suit, and I don't mind the cape. The gold, like, the boots and the gauntlets and the symbol looks stupid. Like, I'm not a fan of some of the workings there. But the white bodysuit, I'm totally cool with, and it's just nail some of the other things better. Like, I'm a proponent of her being covered. However, if I have to choose between the two, I just like the other costume better.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
boob window. About you as a man, baby.
That I'm in the boob window. I mean,
you're in the boob window.
I just like the look. Maybe that's just because it's classic and I've known it for so long.
She looks like she's trying to draw attention to herself.
Jeez, superhero. Doesn't need to draw attention to herself.
Jeez.
Well, with that disappointing ending there, I think that's going to be it for us. So thank you very much for hopping on the show this wonderful Valentine's.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And to enjoy your gamer girlfriends and gamer boyfriends.
Respect them.
Exactly.
They're people too.
Play some games together. Do some co-op stuff. Aliens, Colonial Marines is coming out. So,
and J-Dot, we are happy to have you back next week.
Yes, we are. And as always, J-Dot, go to vanitygames.com where you can see her webcomic. Also, hit her up at Vanity Games, and you might win something special like the Cat Gelatinous Cube. For Miss Kimbrell here, go ahead and hit at Anissa Kimbrell for her Twitter feed if you want to give her props for editing the show and making it sound great.
And making a complete ass out of myself this week by getting on this microphone.
You were doing great, baby. Appreciate for you being here. And, of course, you can hit me up at Night of Oa. Catch the articles I write, and as well as some of the other really talented team members over at Geek Tyrant at www.geektyrant.com. You can also hit us up at Google+. And I know we're talking about doing some really cool stuff in the future here. So until next week, that is a full lid.
Have fun. Peace and love be with you.
Very nice. Very,
Thank you, baby.
Very cool. Very Star Trek-y.
Peace, love, and games, y'all.
Oh, I like that. With the y'all.
You like it?
And a bumpkin.
I don't think we're going to have to edit that out.
No, I like that.
All right. Save the animals. Peace out.
Save the animals.